This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Even with mortgage rates still just above historic lows and an economy in slow recovery, there are fewer first-time homebuyers out there. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman checks out first-timer psychology at this stage in the housing recovery.
Kirk Oley and Abby Thayer Oley are typical of many first-time homebuyers, around 40 with professional jobs surrounded by half-built IKEA furniture.
This is a heaven and then bathroom, vanity, and sink.
And in the nursery of their renovated 1915 bungalow, the newest member of the family. Abby and Kirk got their new house for $330,000 in a bidding war, more than they'd budgeted.
But, you know, at this point, we have a baby. We can't keep renting and moving every couple of years. We just had to take the plunge.
The financial logic was compelling. Their rent kept going up, and with a 3.5% mortgage, they're saving several hundred a month.
Our jobs, I think, are about as stable as anyone's in this economy.
We had both been laid off in 2009, but all that time we're sitting on a down payment. I was thinking, let's stop renting and making improvements to different homes, and she was cautious about, let's wait till we hit the bottom of the market.
They actually missed the bottom. And you'd think now that home prices are clearly heading up, more first-time buyers would jump in. Not so far, says Chris Mayer at Columbia University.
The number of people who are worried about housing tying them down is probably higher today than it has been in the past.
Well, we have just seen a massive erasure of middle-class housing wealth. But it's probably more than that, says Mayer.
The fact that the labor market seems much less stable has got to have an impact on people's decision-making, whether to buy or to rent.
Who wants to own in Phoenix if that great new job is in Austin and they want you there yesterday? Mayer says 4 out of 5 adults still want the American dream of home ownership. But having lived through the housing crash, saddled with student debt, the younger generation may take a little longer to grab that dream. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.